Tally-ho, Hoppledingers, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. We are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please, for the love of all that is good, go check them out today. And while you're there, check out the We Are Marvel pod page, because that's even better.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to the Shizzo.
Yes, and We Are Marvel.
Oh, fuck. There's too much. I mean, I did it to myself because I added the Tally-ho Hoppledingers.
You did. You completely changed the game.
Yeah. It's a new era every week.
Yeah. And we're just living in it.
That's right.
I'm just trying to keep up with you. That's what I'm doing.
Better men than you have tried, and they can't. So, good luck.
Yeah.
We're talking about The Amazing Spider-Man from 2012 that came out like months after Avengers.
Yes.
Which is insane.
It is. It's like, huh?
But you also have to think, like, Avengers was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
It really was. Like, almost 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's nuts. I'm excited to see what you think.
Okay.
Because, yeah. So let's just grab our Icarus and get all up in some Amazing Spider-Man. After Peter Parker is bitten by a genetically altered spider, he gains newfound spider-like powers and ventures out to save the city from the machinations of a mysterious reptilian foe.
My.
Right. The tagline for this is, "The Untold Story Begins."
Is it?
I mean, yes, but they never told the story. So,
okay.
The Untold Story began. It just never ended.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Yeah. Directed by Mark Webb, no relation to spiders.
You don't know that.
No, I don't. Screenplay by James Vanderbilt, Alvin Sargent, and Steve Kloves. Based on Spider-Man by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. Starring Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Rhys Ifans, Dennis Leary, which I kind of forgot about, Campbell Scott, Irfan Khan, Martin Sheen, and Sally Field. This released June 13th, 2012 in Tokyo and July 3rd, 2012 in the U.S. Budget between $200 and $230 million, box office of $758 million.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Enough to warrant a sequel, one would say.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to find that out later.
And quite frankly, a better movie to deserve a better sequel, I would also say.
I think I agree. You worded it weird.
I know, but you know. This was a good movie.
Yeah.
And it deserved better than what it ended up getting.
Absolutely.
We're in overall thoughts, so let's dig all up in it. I'm going to be talking forever, so go first.
Okay. I enjoyed it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah,
no, I actually really did enjoy this. I don't know why I thought I wasn't going to have that good of a time.
I think you're kind of a negative Nelly.
Yeah, probably.
You don't seem to like most things.
Okay, that could be the case. I won't argue with that one. But no, I did have a good time. You know, right? I told my daughter, I was like, hey, we're going to watch The Amazing Spider-Man. She kind of joked, was like, oh, he's amazing. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And yeah, I mean, he is
amazing. He's just not amazing too.
Yes. He's amazing once.
Yeah.
Not twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really did enjoy this. It was cool. I remember my brother sent me that one of those first trailers of like the kind of the first person view of him swinging around and all that. And so watching this again, it reminded me of that. And
how, yeah, I remember it's a that great, trailer.
Yeah, it's a cool shot. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. My daughter too. She was like, whoa, that was really cool. And I was like, it was, you're right.
I don't know what happened, but it's very, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all really enjoyed it. It was good. It told a good story. There's a little bit of stuff where it's like, okay, that's a bit much or,
yeah.
Or different parts like that, but most movies are like that. I don't know, not all, most.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed it. I was pleasantly surprised. I think it's two where I'm not going to have that good of a time.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens in a couple months when we get there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not looking forward to two, but I'm looking forward to talking about this one.
Well, good, because we're about to. Yeah, I really liked it. Like, I remember enjoying it in theaters, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was kind of the new scuttlebutt, and why should they start Spider-Man again? It was so good, but obviously it fizzled out.
Right.
But I remember the trailer being good and being kind of hyped. The MCU was just kicking off, so I was like, God, I wish it would be with the MCU, but obviously can't.
Yeah.
But watching it yesterday, I was like, God, this is good.
Yeah.
And it's not just passable good, like, it's actually good, good. Right. Yeah, there are a couple scenes where I rolled my eyes and went, okay, really, the cranes? Really?
Yeah.
You can't let that go, can you, Sony? Like, yes, New York loves Spider-Man. Yes, that's great. We're not supposed to, but that's great. But that aside, even the milk thing that bumped me for years, mm-hmm. watching it yesterday, I was like, I get it.
Right.
It's not my favorite. Because it's 2 fucking cents. Like, seriously?
Yes.
But
that's the annoying part.
Yeah.
Is the 2 cents part.
Yeah.
Everything after is fine. It works. Yeah.
Like, cashier, give him 2 fucking cents. Give him, let him take the 2 cents from the take a penny, leave a penny.
Exactly. It is a take a penny, leave a penny. It's not a only.
It's not, not only if you spend $10.
Yeah.
Like, give me a fucking break. Why would you, if you have $10, why would you need 2 pennies?
Yeah, and why, like, it'd make more sense if it was like, you know, $1.50 and you only had a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you only had the 50. That'd make even more sense.
Sure. No, no, no. I'd be like, what are you doing here, kid?
You're dumb kid.
No, he's not. But yes, it was just 2 cents. It was too small of an amount to make that much of a fuss out of.
Right.
Like, and I guess, he's supposed to be an asshole, so Peter doesn't help him later.
Yeah,
there's better ways.
There is, but we'll get there. But yeah, overall, I really liked it. And by the end of it, I was like, God, I want to see what happens next.
Mm.
Like, they set up the mysterious man who can pop in and out of jail cells.
Right.
You know, all the mystery around Norman Osborn and needing this mystery cure.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much cool stuff there.
Yeah.
That could have been set up for something really fucking cool. And I don't get what happened, but we'll get there.
I know. Yes, we will. And yeah, I agree. But we're talking about this one.
We are. And let's just keep on keeping on. We don't have to go shot for shot, even in my notes for notes. but I did like seeing young Peter. That's something we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And seeing his parents. And I feel like in some of the comics, there's a little bit of espionage and mystery around their deaths. And one where it's like, oh, maybe they're not actually dead, but I haven't read enough modern-ish Spider-Man to know.
Right.
They did all sorts of wacky shit in the 90s. So I read the first, like, 6 Ultimate Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, 20 years ago. So I don't remember. But it was cool to see. And it gave, like, this whole mystery of what happened to his parents, why, what the fuck's going on with Oscorp.
Yeah.
It did add an extra layer to his story of why tell this story again.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like, it's been, I know it's been 5 years since 3, and it's Sony's, so as we've learned, they're going to milk this for everything it's worth and more.
Yeah.
Even when it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
Madam Web. But it's like, okay, this is a story worth telling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting the origin again, but it's different. And I think now with the multiverse of everything, I can accept changes more.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, it's all part of this wider multiversal tapestry. It's not just, this is Spider-Man.
Right.
Deal with it. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And it's, and for me, when I was showing my daughter, you know, trying to explain, like, which Spider-Man this is, you know, telling, you remember the older ones that we watched with this and this? She's like, yeah. I was like, do you remember the newer one with him and he took Cap Shield and all that? You know, and she's like, okay, yeah. It's like, this is one that's in between, and kind of saying, like, it's a different universe. Because I don't want to spoil the whole, you're going to see them later.
Which is why I haven't seen No Way Home yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know. We're close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I'm going to have to keep pushing that until we catch up with number 2. Or do I?
I mean, you know, the thing about number 2, aside from it being a giant number 2, is the ending when Gwen dies is amazing.
Yes.
I do remember in that movie of, God, I wish this was over, when that scene happened, I went, Jesus, that was perfect.
Yeah.
And obviously they allude to it in No Way Home. So
right. And then, yeah, the redemption of him catching, like, she needs to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sacrifice we have to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just if you need to watch it before you get to No Way Home.
Yeah. If we're on a roll and we're getting to it, I will probably just pause and be like, hey, let's just watch this real quick. And then we'll move on to No Way Home.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, so it does help with the different universes because we've seen that in the MCU, different universes. So I was able to explain to her, you know, he's in a different universe.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that works.
Yeah. Because every universe has this little difference.
Yeah.
That sets things in motion.
Right.
Including our own MCU.
Right.
With Tom Holland, where we never even meet Uncle Ben.
That's right.
Like, he's just gone.
Yeah.
We assume dead. Because they allude to that in Homecoming, but...
And I think that's going to blow her mind, too. Because when Uncle Ben died in this... Sorry, spoilers. Well, but, yeah, she, like, she kind of looked at my wife, because, of course, my wife, very emotional, she cried about it. And my daughter...
It's Martin Sheen, for crying out loud. He's great.
Yeah, I know, he is.
And West Wing.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think my wife threw her a tissue, just expecting her to also be sad. But she's like, I expected it. Yeah. And so now with this, Uncle Ben's already dead.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it coming. So I doubt she's going. I don't know. She's pretty smart. She's smarter than me, I'm sure.
Well, so, who isn't? But I mean, even assuming Aunt May caught me off guard big time in No Way Home.
Yeah.
I didn't see him doing it. And when it clicked that that's what they were going to do, I mean, even thinking about it, I'm getting goosey. Like,
yeah.
It's like, holy shit, this is going to be his moment.
Yes.
That's insane.
It is.
So even for us seasoned veterans, yeah, we're kind of wusses, but I'd like to think we have a little bit more, you know, gumption than a young girl. Yeah. You never know. We probably don't. So it's, but again, it's done incredibly well. It's the point of that movie where I start to care about that movie.
Right.
So... I don't know.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed. The high school that this Andrew Garfield, this Peter Parker is attending seems incredibly angry.
Yeah.
Mean. I haven't been in high school in a very long time, but I don't remember high school being this hostile.
Yeah. No, it wasn't for me either. Yeah.
But it is for some. So, you know, no disparaging your experiences.
Yeah, maybe it's like that in New York.
Well, I mean... That seems like kind of a given, honestly. But I like that he stood up for the kid that was getting whooped on by Flash.
Yeah.
And Flash is still a douchebag, but later on he's less of a douchebag.
Yes, I'm glad there was the slight redemption of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually surprisingly well done, because Flash was a giant asshat in this scene.
Yeah.
Like, you're picking on a little kid. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. Like,
come on, though.
Yeah, it seems like you're just doing it for no reason, because you just want to do it.
But at the same time, when you kind of get, like, when they have the locker moment, and it's like Flash understands lashing out when you're hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, there's something more there that I probably don't want to know, because it's going to be very disturbing and sad. And so you go, okay, well, I mean, that's where a lot of bullies come from. They're abused and bullied, so they bully others.
Right. So kind of get that power back, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a nice change from what we got with What's-His-Face in the Tobey Maguire's, where he was just there to have a cool fight scene at the lockers and then never be seen again.
Yeah,
I know. And be a jerk to Mary Jane. I also like that this Peter Parker is considerably less awkward and doofy than Toby.
Yeah.
He's just more of a shy, broody kid, which is much more Ultimate Spider-Man than classic Spider-Man.
That's true. Yeah, it does fit better at that.
Because it's like, okay, I could actually see Gwen falling for him-ish.
Yes.
I mean, they actually dated in real life, so there's that. But, like, he's not so... Ich. I was trying to think of an actual word, but ich.
Yeah.
To where it's like, this tot chick could have anybody.
Right.
Wouldn't choose Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Sorry, bud. I love you. Cider House does rule, but yuckers. Kirsten Dunst could do better.
Yeah.
Emma Stone, where it's like, yeah, well, I mean, he's a good looking guy. He doesn't always wear the big horn rims, and, you know,
Right. He's kind of charming. He stands up for the little guy.
Yeah.
even though he probably shouldn't, you know, but
yeah, but you know, that means he has more character because he's willing to do it even though he's gonna get whooped.
Yeah,
so I think it works actually surprisingly better.
Yeah.
I love Martin Sheen. That is all.
That is one of his notes here.
Yes, that is word for word. I love Martin Sheen.
I love Martin Sheen.
I'm a West Wing guy.
Yeah.
I love that show. I always have. And I haven't watched it in a long time, but I really want to.
I've never watched the whole thing.
It's so good. It ends very well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That can get annoying.
And they had to deal with real life tragedies, like the guy that played Leo passed away in real life.
Okay.
So he passes away on the show.
Yeah.
And it's right in the middle of an election and the big turnover of power, right. And they have to deal with it because he's not there.
Hmm.
And it's very good.
Nice.
Anyway, I love him as Uncle Ben. I maybe it's some bias, but I think that he does more with it than Cliff was able to.
Yeah. I agree. I know I'm not giving you much here, but I think you're right. Yeah, because he's not in it a lot. He dies pretty quick.
Yeah,
and I was kind of surprised how quick he did because I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he puts a dent, I guess, if you will, in this movie of a good dent.
Yeah.
Of remembering
him. His mark.
Yeah, he leaves his mark. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
he leaves a good mark on this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's surprising.
He's in it for quite a while. This movie is considerably longer than I remembered it being.
Was it? Yeah, I guess it did get over kind of late for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's well over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe even over 2.5. Or I was just like, I'd have to look on Disney Plus to make sure. But yeah. I mean, I looked at the runtime and was like, oh, this is going to take a while. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm glad because it worked. Everything was paced well. There wasn't a random jump in logic of like, why is this person this now?
Right.
Or why is the lizard suddenly this fucking crazy? Yeah. Like, there's a little bit, but there are steps.
Right.
Which is
nice. Yeah, I think it is kind of quick, but we understand how it's getting there that quick.
Yeah. Because the lizard brain is taking over and, yeah.
Yeah, it's explained and it's not, like you said, it's not just a quick, out of nowhere, you didn't explain this at all, but we're here now, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't that, so that's good.
Which, I mean, the lizard's always been one of, if not my favorite Spider-Man villain.
Okay.
So I was super stoked to just, when they announced that it was going to be Lizard, because he was originally going to be in Spider-Man 2 as a side villain with Doc Ock, and that obviously didn't happen, but we did get Dylan Baker.
I don't remember.
He's in Trick or Treat, and he's been in a ton of shit.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's Dylan Baker. We got him as Kurt Connors, you know, in scenes,
yeah.
But he could have been anybody.
Yeah.
The only reason we know it's him is he had one arm.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the giveaway for what he is. But I liked what Reese did. I've never known how to say his name, so I'm going to go with Reese.
I think Reese works.
It was a cool character. I wish they'd kind of gone more into his family.
Yeah.
He didn't really seem to have one.
Right, yeah. Because he's married, because my daughter even pointed that out.
Yeah.
And, oh, who's he married to? I don't
know. It's like his wife.
That's exactly what I said.
With their kid.
She wasn't that impressed.
And that was part of the thing. I mean, in the animated series in the 90s, Kurt Connors was a big part of that show.
Hmm.
He showed up and helped Spider-Man repeatedly, like when he got the black suit and all this other stuff. And when he was starting to turn into Man-Spider,
right.
You know, he was there doing experiments on Spider-Man to try and help him. And the relationship with his wife and him having a young son, I'm pretty sure. And he's essentially an evil Hulk. If he gets hurt, if he gets super angry, he can still, even after being cured, turn into the lizard.
Right.
It's just a slower build. It's not just like, oh, it's taking over and I don't have a choice. It's I have to get taken to that Hulk spot and then I'll turn.
Okay.
And then I have to be calmed and it gets better.
Okay.
Yeah. But I liked it.
It's like you're saying you're getting somewhere with this.
I thought I was, but it took too long, and now I don't know where I was going. I like what they did with him. It was exactly what the lizard was.
Right. You liked what they did, but you wanted more. You wanted to see his family.
It would have been
That's where you're heading. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Because
it would have given him more depth. Because in this, you know, he's working for Oscorp. He's doing these cross-species experiments, which I like. You know, gives the whole spider thing a little more logic.
Yeah. And even if it was a one line of, you know, I already sent my family away so I can focus, or I sent them away because I was scared or something.
But we never even met them.
Yeah. We have no idea who they are.
The fact that your daughter caught on that he has a wife, like I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either. She saw the ring, and we might have paused it right on that right at time, but still.
Yeah,
I didn't look for a ring. Not finger. At all.
I didn't even think about it.
No.
So good on her.
Yeah.
And so Peter obviously is starting to learn things about his dad. We kind of glossed over the mystery briefcase.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think it made. You know, it was worth saying, but now that it's coming up again, it was. He finds his dad's briefcase, and his dad hid the files that he was trying to hide from Oscorp in that briefcase, and Peter finds it when he finds it in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, basement flooding for some reason. Which he never did fix that, as far as I know.
I would have...
Because he was supposed to go to the hardware store, then he didn't.
Right.
Because he went to... The internship that he wasn't part of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he didn't fix it.
You know what I do like, though, is they really hammer home the he's not responsible.
Yeah, they do.
And they do it in a way that you definitely see. I don't think it's over the top.
Yeah.
It's fairly subtle, but they do keep bringing it up. And they also don't have it magically fixed when Ben dies.
Yeah.
He's still a selfish dick pretty much throughout the entire movie until the end, pretty much when Captain Stacy dies.
Right.
Spoilers. Where he's like, oh shit, this keeps happening.
Right.
If I keep, but then again, in classic, God, what was that movie? Oh, with the time travel where the, oh, Flash. In classic Flash fashion, it's like, I learned the lesson, but did I? No, you didn't learn the lesson, and then she dies, and then you learn the lesson, and you're sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were watching it. We caught the last, like, half hour when Stacy died. She's like, God, so he kills him and her. It's like, yeah, he really fucks up that family. It's like, he really does. Yeah. And this is all from the books. I mean, they changed who did what.
Right.
But it's all from the books. Like, this is all shit that Spider-Man did.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
He does mess up that family, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
In the books, I'm pretty sure it's Doc Ock, and like a chunk of building falls, and Captain Stacy is pushing a kid out of the way.
Okay.
And is killed.
Okay.
Pretty sure. So it's not quite Spider-Man's fault.
Nah, the kid was probably there to see Spider-Man.
I mean, who isn't? It's probably alternate universe Tom Holland Spider-Man after he went and saw Iron Man 2.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
The writing on by spiders gave me the skeevies because I fucking hate spiders, even though I'm the spider killer in the house. But it's just like, just to be in there, just this was a very dark, kind of gross movie.
Yeah. And, there
and
was
I appreciated it.
I did get the horror senses in the beginning with the hide and seek, even with the music changes, and there were other like piano key type things.
God, especially in the lizard scene.
Yeah,
I thought I almost wanted to laugh because I thought like he actually like hit a piano, and then the horror music kind of kept going, and I was like, okay, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah,
not subtle, but I get you.
Yeah, I did. I noticed that. I was like, just. I didn't realize it the first go around how much the suspense they were trying to build with music. Yeah,
and they do pretty well. And he gets his powers like when he yanks the fucking webbing out of the back of his neck, and then the spider is just dangling there. And I was just like,
the pulling out the web was gross enough. Yeah, then the spider at the end, and how it's not smashed after what you did on the subway. I don't know, but whatever.
Well, he ate fresh. That's what happened there. Subway.
And why was there a web in there? I don't know. It was weird. I think it was honestly just a thing to remember and talk about. And it's working.
Here we are. Because we're remembering it and talking about it. I mean, I did think about it. I was like, okay, so I thought maybe the spider was actually in his neck, but they show him detached. the end of the webbing.
Yeah.
And then the spider's on the other end of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't really I mean, because he bites him while he's in the lab.
Yeah, and he's leaving, yeah.
And he goes, ow, that hurt.
So they, it, yeah, it looked like he killed it or something, because he reached back pretty quick.
Yeah, he kind of went,
yeah.
But, huh. And whatever. It was a cool effect.
Yeah.
Like, it was. Left an impression.
And to like remind us all, like,
yeah, he got bit by a spider, man.
Yes.
I liked the subway fight. I thought it was a bit odd that he was just involuntarily kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Right.
Like, you can't control the spider sense, so the spider sense is controlling you.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was a bit Toki-ish, but I think it was pulled off well enough that it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Cool fight scene.
Yeah. It was, just to show, like, hey, I'm more reacting to this stuff than doing it on purpose. Yeah.
But I also thought that it was super weird when he just, like, showed up to Dr. Connor's house.
Yeah, how'd you get his address? Like, I know you were looking him up, but
yeah.
I don't think his address is just blasted on the internet.
I mean, it could be in the Yellow Pages, maybe.
I guess?
I mean, you would think that someone working at a secret-ish institute on secret-ish research.
I don't know if the institute's secret-ish, but the research, definitely.
Kind of. He does, like, flat out say, like, I'm doing genetic research to heal ailments.
Yeah, probably none of this is a
secret. He just didn't add the for my boss part.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course it's for your boss. It's always for your boss. Yeah,
that's what science is all about. It's all for, it's what everything's all about. It's for whoever your boss is.
Yeah. But he took it fine. Yeah, he was like, hey.
Well, and I think that, I liked that at first he was like, why are you here? Go away. And then he said the Richard Parker thing, and he went, okay. And then they had the talk.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we get Peter going crazy on all that. They do the equation.
Yes. And did he just figure this out, or did he get it from his dad's notes, or a mix of both?
I assumed it was from the powers he got.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't even assume that one. I just figured
both make sense. I mean, that would make, yours makes more sense than mine.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he saw the notes, he looked through them.
Right.
Why would they kill them if he had nothing?
Right. So clearly he had something.
Yeah, if he had less than what Connors has,
right,
then it'd be like, okay, go away. Or they'd just kill them to keep them quiet. But they clearly had something that they wanted, which is why they were running in the first place.
Yeah.
So
and why he was hiding it in the drawer, which is a cool drawer. Really. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then hiding it again. See, I mean, you would think there is something in there more than just what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be more to it.
Like, he figured it out.
Yes.
And when he realized what he'd figured out, he went, oh, that's bad.
Right.
Someone just burn it because it's paper.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's fine.
Yeah,
they still had fire back then.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't. Dang.
Right. Like.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't just burn. There had to be more to it, right? Maybe, and if it was, I'm gonna save it to blackmail. We never got that. Nobody ever said anything about it.
So, and yeah, I'm why trying are you to remember to too, because they do kind of allude to more stuff in too. As to what's going on, and there's the secret subway base thing for some fucking reason.
I know, I don't.
Like, you had all of this infrastructure, and you just ditched your son at your brother's house or whatever the fuck, and then just took off and died in a plane crash. Like, what?
Well, I thought it was a car crash.
It was a plane.
Was it a plane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have me questioning myself, but I'm almost positive the article said plane crash.
Okay. I just remember seeing...
They're dead.
Or not.
I don't know. I feel like maybe the dad comes back, or he's just back in a deleted scene or something to show he's not really dead. I don't know.
That does sound familiar.
Right?
Maybe it was a flashback memory.
I don't... Like, I feel like he was at the gravestone, and then the dad just, like, rolls up on him and is like, hey, we got to talk, bud. It's going to be hashtag awkward.
Yeah. Peter, still playing the hide-and-seek game.
Found you.
Yeah, you kind of took forever, son. Yeah. I just kind of gave up.
Yeah. After 20 years, I had to take a leak at some point. The basketball court thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a bit much also.
Sure.
I did like him teasing and messing with Flash at the beginning. The dunk thing is where it was a bit much. I could see running into him, making him slide back real far, something like that, but like you jumped from I don't know where
and did like and just somersault did a space jam.
Yeah. That where I was like dunk. Okay. And also with on later on when he catches the football and throws it and
that bends one was the much
goalpost. It's like you think nobody would talk to you about being quarterback now?
And also the ball would explode.
Yeah. It probably would before
air, not steel.
Like, yeah,
it would hit the pole that hard, and it would just go.
Yeah, but yeah, again, that scene, there's little things
that
here.
Scene and the crane scene. I was just like, "Fucking Sony."
Yeah, yeah. It's like, imagine you saw this. What would you do?
Yeah,
I would be like, "Damn, you've got an arm. You at least have to try out for the team,
right?" Or you need like you just shattered the shit out of a backboard.
Whatever. Yeah, that's like right. You did shatter it.
What are you doing? What's happening? How did you jump that fucking far? Yeah. But whatever. I do like Ben showing up and being like, "Don't be a piece of shit."
Yeah.
Like, did it make you feel good to humiliate him? Sure, it did. I can see it on your stupid face that it did. Knock the shit off.
Yeah, I did like that. I liked the way he handled it.
Yeah, because it's the humiliation of it, of like the classic dad move, especially when he's like, he's got you on your on his computer. Yeah. I'm his parole officer. I was like, that's fucking fantastic.
That was fun.
I love Martin Sheen.
I mean, like, I know, it's in your notes.
It's in my notes all the time. There are no more notes. It just says, I love Martin Sheen.
Yes, we just don't normally mention
Justin Sheen. Although I don't know if I want to be related to Charlie.
It's at least to be a stepson.
Yeah, I guess. I could meet Emilio Estevez. That'd be fun.
Emilio!
Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack, quack. Oh, man. Okay, where are we?
I don't know.
He goes from basketball to the skateboard.
Oh, yeah. Tony Hawk.
It was a weird montage. I get it.
You gotta have a montage.
He did.
Power getting montage.
I don't know where he is. The docks, I guess. And nobody's around to be like, hey, asshole.
What you doing?
Stop messing with our stuff.
Right?
Go skateboard somewhere else.
Like the skate park, you dick. Just swinging off chains and shit. Which is a cool sequence.
Yeah.
I did like that he's not just like, aside from the scene where he's using the web shooter the first time, and like just crawls over some coffee shop tables.
Yeah, and just
and there's
away.
No one there.
Yeah. The first, there's the no day, one there.
It's New York. Everyone's there all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Even in the middle of the night, there's somebody there.
Yeah.
Like a waiter didn't just walk out and go, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Hey, kid, pick this up.
Stupid dick. Learn some responsibility.
There's a lot of power that comes with it.
Yeah, but just do that. But you only get the power once you learn the responsibility. Madam
no,
Webb.
No, please.
But yeah. Let's see.
So, I know, since you brought it up.
All right.
Is there a way that they could have Andrew Garfield come back into that universe with Venom and be their Spider-Man? I know. I was thinking about this, and I was like,
"I don't think it's that impossible."
And it would help.
A lot of things would help.
Yeah. Anything would help that movie. But they keep teasing it. I know they want to just do it. Why don't you just do it with him? He wants to come back.
Yeah, he would do it in a heartbeat. And fans seem to want it.
Yes.
So that's
I don't
what gets
know why they won't.
And I'm because it's Sony. They'd rather make Madam Web lose millions of dollars because it's the movie that no one asked for and no one wanted once we got it.
Yeah.
And then we get Kraven. Like, I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You have people specifically asking for things that will get their asses in the seats And you're going, yeah, but an Aunt May movie would be fun. Let's do an animated movie with all the villains for some reason. That's the recent rumors I keep seeing.
Oh,
and I'm just like, why? Quit it. You have one animated set of movies that are great. Leave it alone. Stop milking the fucking cow or it'll die. Literally. Like, it's going to stop. So at some point, the superhero fatigue is going to get to a point where people just stop.
Yeah.
If you don't up your game, it's going to end.
Yes.
And I'm glad that Kevin Feige is learning that, I think. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
it seems like it, the way they've pushed things
back. Yeah, he's really, like, pumped the brakes and gone, okay, let's stop.
Yeah.
We got a little ahead of ourselves. We got excited about Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Let's just stop.
Yeah.
So, but
we'll see. Not after we hike up that price.
Right. And quit sharing your Hulu and Disney Plus passwords.
Right.
Dicks. You don't have enough fucking money.
Yeah. Back to that, though. I do think that they should do that. I think it would help.
Yeah, I mean, Venom is in San Francisco. We'd have to watch Venom again, and I don't want to push that as far back as possible. Yeah,
we'll get to that when we get there.
I don't know if there's ever any mention of a Spider-Man in that universe. I don't think there is.
No, probably not, huh?
But
I guess you can bring Morbius in, too. Why not? Build your own little world. Yeah. Leave ours alone.
Yeah.
Take Andrew. Poor guy. Sorry. But you would be their savior.
Sacrifice Andrew Garfield for the sake of leaving Tom Holland alone.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Back to this one.
Yeah. Peter does science with Connors to try and get the equation to work. Ignores Ben's call. He's supposed to pick up Aunt May.
Yeah.
Because Ben having to come down to the school because he broke the basketball hoop made him have to work late.
Right.
So don't be a douche. Pick up your aunt. And then, hey, big shock, he forgets because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
More irresponsibility from him. And there are times in this where I'm just like, stop being such a douche. Which it happens in even the Tom Holland movies where I have to go, he's supposed to be a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's a douchebag. I get it. But
I get, for this, parts of me were trying to understand it, and I kind of did.
Yeah.
Where I think with this one, it's, in his mind, it's, and they didn't say this, so I'm just making this up, but yeah. I think they should have said this. Is it in his mind that this is getting him closer to his dad and what his dad was doing?
Yeah.
He's working with an old colleague of his on what his dad was working on. I think if they said that, it would have helped.
And it still works where he's irresponsible. It seems like he thinks they know more than they're saying.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I wish, because I do love that Ben goes up to him and is like, this is who this guy is. After your dad died, we never heard from him.
Yeah.
This is the last thing I know about him. That's everything.
Here's his address. That's how I got it.
Hey, that would make some fucking sense.
It actually would.
That would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But you are right. They did, when they first found the briefcase, and with the picture and everything, yeah they were just like,
they were super cagey. Aunt May was a little psychotic.
Yeah.
Get it off the fucking table.
And, like, didn't even look at the picture when she showed. She's like, no, I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know shit.
You didn't look. I don't know who that is.
I don't know shit.
Yeah. It's like,
and you're about to not know anything except the back of my hand.
Yeah, right.
I'm Sally fucking Field.
Whoa.
She's awesome. I'm sure she's great. Let's watch Forrest Gump.
Sure.
She's the mom in Forrest
Gump. But okay. I mean, I do want to watch it. It's been a long time.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
real quick, I know it's random, but I do wonder if my daughter would enjoy it at all, you know? Because, like, for us, we understood. Yeah. Like, we understood all the idea of it, where this one guy had so many, his fingers, if you will, in so many different historic events. Mm-hmm. But at 9, does my daughter know any of these events yet? And would she even find it interesting?
I mean, that's around the age we saw it.
Yeah, that's true.
But those events are further back.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll see.
And also, playing someone with, you know, the problems that Forrest Gump had nowadays is not nearly as cool as it was back in the 90s. So
that's fair. Yeah.
You know. But anyway, so Peter doesn't want to pay 2 cents for milk. And gets
well, not that he doesn't want to. I understand.
Yeah.
It is 2 cents, but he would like to.
I do like this kind of chain of events almost a little more than the wrestling thing.
Okay.
Of just like, you know, he's pissed off. He storms out of the house. Ben goes to chase him.
Right.
It's not just, oh, I was supposed to pick you up and you never showed up because you suck. And so I did this. It's like, I mean, he still sucks. That's kind of the point of the story. But like, you know, he goes to the store. Why he had to get milk instead of literally anything else?
Yeah, I don't know.
They had Red Bull back then. Like,
Red Bull is probably more than
Sony,
milk, right?
Don't you guys love your fucking plug-in sponsor? Make it a Pepsi.
I was just going to say.
That he can't
open. Should have been a Pepsi. Oh, man. Ugh. Yeah.
That, I think, I remember that being a weird thing. I was like, why is it milk? Of all the things, it'd be one thing if, like, his powers were making him need calcium.
Okay.
And so he was drinking a lot of milk.
Okay.
To make webs, but he doesn't make webs.
And this was way after the Got Milk promotions and all that, right?
I hope so.
I think it was.
But maybe rate, not. It's pretty dumb. Should have been literally like a bag of chips.
Yeah.
A soda. And anything. Like a big thing of jerky. I don't care. But the fact that it was a bottle of milk plus him needing 2 cents is what made me go, okay.
Yeah, it was annoying.
This could have been avoided. But the chain that was like, I'm not going to get involved because I don't fucking care.
Right. Not my policy.
Yeah. It's all fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get there. And then he just kind of happens to stumble upon Ben, who's chasing after him. And Ben tries to be more heroic than he probably should have.
Yeah, but...
accidentally gets shot. But that's also part of the story.
Right. And I think it works because he just got done talking to Peter about how if you can do something, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his mind, I can stop this guy, so I will stop him. So I think it fit perfectly.
Sure.
But also, yeah, like, Ben, be cool, man. Yeah. Like, you don't know the whole story here. Yeah.
You're awesome. We don't want to lose you.
The guy's a dish douchebag. Like,
yeah.
He can lose some money.
Yeah. And then we get this new subplot of Peter tracking down Ben's killer. It's not just like, I knew who he was immediately and tracked him to a warehouse and he accidentally died, like most of the movie.
Right.
Then is him trying to track him down.
Yeah.
And he never finds him.
Right.
Which was also interesting.
Yeah. And I forgot. I kind of forgot that the rest of that, not the rest of it, a lot of the movie was him tracking him down and that we never found him.
Yeah.
Like it never stuck with me after all these years. But yeah, that is essentially kind of the plot, not the main plot, obviously, but. It's his motivation to keep going out is to find the killer.
Which I do like because it gives him a reason to be doing what he's doing outside of, I'm just a hero now.
Yes.
Because Uncle Ben died because of me, so now not to keep shitting on Tobey Maguire, but like there are steps there that in this you go, oh yeah, that is kind of what that would be.
Yeah. It works. Would
be a vigilante and do this homemade suit thing and slowly realize that you need a mask and all this other shit.
And it has to be because the guy keeps yelling at him. I've seen your face. I know what you look like. I saw your face. Got it. Okay.
You know, they say that in a lot of movies, but when I watched this, I went, so? What? So? I'm not Tony Stark. Like, yeah, I'm a guy in New York.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do now?
We will probably never cross paths again.
Yeah. And if we do, you're not going to remember me.
Right.
You might.
Yeah, you're not going to look at each high school kid. Are you? No, different face.
He wouldn't know he's in high school. He's a big guy. He could have been in his early 20s because he was.
That is true.
Like,
that's true. He was.
He didn't have a star tattoo on his wrist. Like, what? He doesn't know.
Yeah. I saw your tattoo.
That's what Peter was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did get the building of the web shooter montage. I obviously love that he actually built his web shooters, which brought us to the No Way Home jokes, which is awesome.
That's true.
And the suit. Which I don't love.
Okay.
But I get it.
That's fair. I agree. I'm fine with it, so I guess I don't agree with the I don't love. I'm good with it. It works. Mm-hmm.
It was a bit too radical for me. I'm a traditionalist. Like, the one he gets in Amazing Spider-Man 2 is fantastic.
Okay.
Which is what he has in No Way Home. Like, it's so classic Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the big eyes and all the shit.
Well, he only used an old pair of sunglasses, Which, those are some weird sunglasses.
Right.
I've never seen any like it. I never will. Yeah.
They are special made for, they were the Spider-Man special edition Oakleys.
Yeah. Another sponsorship.
Oakley.
Milk.
Oakley's milk.
Both do a body good. You know, it worked, and again, it gave it us that new flavor for this Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, it's just like, okay, I would have much rather he had the suit he has in Spider-Man 2. Because now I don't even remember why he has a new suit in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I don't either.
Other than to sell more toys. Which is the reason.
He probably went to the basement and was like, dang, nice suit.
No, that's I'll Superman. Take it.
Sorry.
Yeah, the ship has all these suits. I'm going to wear this one. I like Man of Steel.
Yeah.
But he stops the car thief. He is much more quippy quite immediately. Mm-hmm. And has the escaping the cops thing. But he forgets the eggs.
As you do.
Like classic Peter forgetting the thing that you went out to do in the first place. I watching that scene, I was just like, get the eggs first. Yeah, they might go bad in the time, but it's, you know, it seems pretty cold in New York at this time of year. Just grab the fucking eggs, put them somewhere, grab them on your way home. Douchebag. I also like that we're going to Lizard now, that Oscorp okay. is pushing Connors to continue on with the research. Mm-hmm. And Connors is saying no. I didn't remember that part, and I thought it was just him going, hey, this works. I want my arm back.
Right.
Let's do this. And instead it's, yeah, it works. But he's coming to the same realization that Parker did. Richard Parker did. Of like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. And I wanted to do it because I want my arm back. But now that I see that we can do it, bad. So I want to stop. And
I'm sure that's how he thought too.
Yeah.
Bad.
Plane. Crash. Bad. I like what limbs I have left. Thank you.
Now, you are right, though. It is, it's a good reason for him to put it in himself. Yeah. Not just, it worked. I'll freaking try it. Why not?
Well, and that's, I also kind of wanted to, I was hoping that they would have, did he destroy his research?
I don't remember him.
I feel like that's what they should have done, is have him destroy the research.
Yeah.
Injected in himself because it works.
Right.
Air quotes. And then he can like have it with him and then keep going. But Oscorp won't be able to, you know, keep going with what he figured out.
Yeah.
But they don't really say that.
Yeah, they don't say that. But in a way, I guess they might show it because now he's underground with his stuff.
Yeah.
But they never really show him like collecting it and sneaking out or anything.
Right.
So I guess we just have to assume he does. Yeah.
Like with most things in a Sony movie, let's just pretend that's what happened and that's going to be what happened.
I don't know. Yeah. Can't take 5 minutes to show you.
No. We got other stuff to do, like the crane thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then Peter creeps in on Gwen's 20th story bedroom window and she just goes, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, I know you invited him over, but like this will just be awkward. As soon as the parents came in, I was like, okay, when did you get here?
Yeah.
You didn't come through the front door.
Dennis Leary shows up in his first appearance, I believe, and goes, what's Darren? You're in my hot daughter's room. I didn't see you come in.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Darren.
We just live in an apartment. It's not a big mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be like, how the hell did you get in here?
Yeah. And he's a co-op. Like.
What the W?
And we knew he's a co-op. So how do you not have... But whatever. It's fine. Because then you get the super awkward dinner.
Yeah.
Peter decides to stick to his guns when it's clearly not working.
Yeah. It was weird. And I get it. Okay, he's trying to stick up for himself.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man.
But he's not doing it well.
No. And to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Not just a cop. Like the head honcho cop.
Like chief of police cop.
Just
who hates Spider-Man probably the most.
Yeah.
And he's so assertive about it. He's not like, well, yeah, but I mean, maybe he's doing some good. I don't know. There's something. No, he's just like, no, but he's a good guy. He's trying to help. What the fuck are you thinking? Like, obviously, you know, taking out these random muggers. And I do like that Stacy's like, yeah, they all look the same.
Yeah.
So he's not just helping people. He's trying to do something.
Right.
I just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
He's
targeting someone. Yeah.
And I was like, that makes it worse because you're not helping people.
Yeah.
You're accidentally helping people by doing whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yes.
Which is cool.
The helping is a secondary thing. Yeah.
It was a nice touch of like, you're still a piece of shit. You're Spider-Man, but you're still kind of an asshat doing whatever you want to get what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have had that line in there.
I mean, didn't it? And the awkward confession on the roof.
It was weird. And did he ever really confess?
I mean, he webbed her and spun her around. I do like that she knows.
Yes.
It's so much better than the Kirsten Dunst, Mary Jane of it all, where it's like, you know, and we know you know. Just tell him you know. We don't need the diner scene of you trying to milk it out of him. Milk.
Hey, there it is.
No milk is good. Drink soda.
As he sips on his
Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi.
Drink Pepsi. See? That's Sony's message all along.
It's working on you. Yeah. You went right out and bought some. Mm-hmm.
But I like the kiss. That was nice. And that she knows.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it makes everything a lot easier with her knowing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, where were you? What happened? And all, because we got that already.
Yeah.
And so now we just
notes. No. This was a long movie.
Yeah, we do that quite a bit.
But there's important stuff. We'll try and not to keep you guys here too much longer, but
hey, they can stay and come as they please.
That's what she said. But we should talk about the bridge scene because I completely forgot about it. And the way he saves that kid is fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool. It could have been really bad, but yeah, it was cool.
Well, yeah, and the fact that it just very abruptly and badly burst into flames.
Yeah,
was a bit much.
I think what they're trying to say is the light bulb sparked or something. Sure. That looks like
and
where
caught
it started.
The car on fire. Like what?
Yeah,
because of all the gas on the outside of the car.
You did. They did show it leaking. Water.
Yeah, into the fucking water. Not around the entire body of the car.
Yeah, I could see it on one side of the car. You know, the gas tank side. Or
right?
Right. One side I could see. Or the bottom, even.
Yeah.
But yeah, all
the
over.
The whole fucking car. Give me a break. It is a but much. It was a cool scene and him trying to coax the kid out and he takes the mask off to show, like, I'm just a guy. I'm here to help you. Yeah. Don't be afraid. That he gives him the mask to give him courage. Like, I'm getting goosey talking about it. Like, it was such a cool, well-done scene, aside from the excessive fire, to show him slowly becoming a hero in less of a selfish piece of shit. However, my wife pointed out, what happens with the rest of the cars hanging off of the bridge?
I don't know. The cranes. They bring in cranes.
The magic, helpful there cranes. You go.
They've got plenty of them.
And it's the kid of the guy who will later help him with the cranes.
Ugh, what luck.
Right? You know? Of all the kids, the rest of those kids in those cars are dead. Big time. And their parents hate him. But you saved the crane kid, guys.
Yeah. I think the rest of them didn't catch fire. We, of course, have to assume that. And the webbing is strong enough that it held them until someone came to save them.
Who and how?
The Fantastic Four. I don't know. I got nothing on that.
That popped into my head because I was thinking of Reed Richards and his stretchy arms.
Yeah.
Yuckers. Anyway, all of this leads to Stacy calling out for Spider-Man's arrest.
Yeah, which okay, because he's the only one that was described as being there, but also you also got reports of another giant something.
Yeah. Which then leads us to you know, Peter not so subtly goes to Dr. Connors like, how do I kill a lizard?
Yeah.
Because I'm a Spider-Man trying to kill a lizard. Connors goes, you don't. He's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And he just stares at them until they both realize who they are. And I do like the mouse, the ravenous mouse that's like, oh, shit.
I thought that was so weird.
It was weird.
I can get it because you're showing us it's gotten bigger and more aggressive, and
yeah.
It eats itself in different forms. It's now a cannibal, essentially. Yeah. It was just really weird.
Yeah. But it tipped him off and leads to him going to Captain Stacy to try and do something good.
Yeah.
He again does it in a very bad way. But I also like that at the end of that nonsense, Stacy's like, give us what we have on Dr. Connors.
Right.
Like, yeah, he's fucking nuts. Yeah, he's with my daughter. Two strikes. But just in case.
Yes. I think if he didn't, it would show some sort of incompetence in Stacy. But for him to be like, we at least got to look into this. Yeah. I shouldn't.
Even if it's a load of shit.
Yes.
Let's just say that we did it so that if it bites us in the ass, we can say we tried, we just didn't see it.
Yeah. And I don't know if they figured anything out with it.
No.
I don't think we ever get there.
No.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's the effort that counts.
Yes.
The one time Sony felt the need to give us a little bit of something of closure.
Yeah.
I love Spider-Man tracking Lizard in the sewers. That was the cool one thing that I remembered from this movie that I wanted to see again.
Okay.
Because the idea of Spider-Man in the sewers fighting Lizard was like, it's like the Mysterio scene. It's not quite as cool, obviously, but like that's what you want to see. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see from Lizard being the villain of this movie is he's tracking him in the sewers and they have a cool fight. And they did.
That did happen.
Yes.
I saw it.
I saw it.
I sent it.
Cool.
Yeah. It was good.
Good.
The pictures, I get it as they were there so that he could try and get evidence.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get the camera with him because
yeah,
we need the lizard to figure out who it really is. But, yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad or equally as bad as you got your arm cut in the same place that Spider-Man just got his arm cut. You must be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And you showed up out of nowhere in your bedroom since we didn't know you were here, but now you're here.
Yeah.
But then you're not because then you come in through the front door.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But
it
anyway.
Is better than that. I agree.
But that leads to the school fight with, because I was trying to remember what led. I didn't remember the property of Peter Parker on the camera, which is just dumb.
Get that off.
They peel off. Okay. Yeah. Like just on the off chance of maybe if I lose the camera, he could figure out who I am.
Yeah. Or while I'm out being Spider-Man, I accidentally drop this.
Yeah.
Let's just not have it. Yeah.
Take your name off stuff. Just, you know. But the school fight is awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. And I forgot the Stanley part because my daughter asked, you know, is Stanley in a mess? Probably.
Yes.
I don't remember for sure because I don't remember the scene, but yeah, he is. It was great.
It's one of the classic scenes from the movie. He's just rocking out to his music, and there's this awesome fight happening, and he doesn't even fucking notice, and he just walks off.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, got what I came for.
We miss you, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
But the lizard and his plans, when Peter eventually like tracks down, I think we're not quite there yet, but I think this is the scene where Lizard is like recording his thoughts and deepest, you know, darkest machinations, because that's what you do. When you're a bad guy. I think I have it somewhere in my notes. If you're planning something evil, don't videotape it. It's not like
it's solid advice. And it happens far too often.
Right?
Yeah.
And in real life. Like just saying. Whatever. The SWAT team fight was fucking cool.
Yeah, it was
my wife saw that part and was like, God, that's fucking brutal. Like, I don't remember that being that bad, but
yeah.
They like riddle him with bullets.
Yes.
But the heal up Wolverine style, which was fucking cool.
And it was just cool.
Maskers them. And I also like the little hints of him as the lizard wearing the lab coat.
Yeah.
Because that's the classic lizard get up.
Right.
I don't know if you can, his figure's kind of hidden back and because he was a Build-A-Figure, so he's kind of big. But the classic kind of lizard look is him in the shredded lab coat with the shirt and pants on. And the little hints of that, because obviously in reality, he would do what he did in this.
Yeah.
You would burst out of your clothes. You wouldn't have special stretchy purple pants like the Hulk.
Not yet.
Not yet. They'd just fall off.
Yeah.
because they're normal people clothes and you're a giant dinosaur.
Yeah. I noticed that too, and I thought it was cool. Yeah, the lab coat here and there, and I think it was twice. It's like, do you have a spare? You obviously have a spare lab coat.
He has a lot of lab coats.
Yeah.
When he took all of his computer stuff, he also took his closet full of lab coats because it happens at least twice.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. But SWAT is also trying to attack Spider-Man, and they succeed quite well. I like that Stacy actually catches him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I got it, because I saw the flipping up and getting away and shit, and I was just like, so maybe I'm remembering this wrong.
Right.
But the fact that Stacy does see him.
Yeah.
And he kind of starts to put it together of like, okay, my daughter trusts you, right, at least.
Right.
She's my daughter. I'm a co-op. She's not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
She knows something about this that I don't know. And so I'm willing to reluctantly trust you-ish for now.
Right. Yeah. It's better to trust you a little bit than to not at this point.
Yeah. And it wasn't him just going, it's you. Okay, go.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, go.
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
This is taking everything out of me to let you leave, but I think it's the better thing to do. Yeah. Sounds good.
So let's just see how this pans out. I really hope I don't get clawed in the chest by a dinosaur. But we'll see.
Of course, his buddy Cop had to still shoot at him.
Right? Yeah. Hold your fire. Bang. Yeah. Quicksilver.
Sorry, boss. I didn't hear you.
There's always one. We already talked about the construction guy. It's just like, does Oscorp have to be at the very end of the longest stretch of road in New York City?
Yeah, I don't know.
And how is swinging that way easier than jumping rooftops to just get there?
I assume quicker.
Is it?
I don't know for sure. But when your legs all beat up because it just got shot.
Yeah, that's true. He got shot. Maybe. And then it slowly heals. Fine. It's still...
But how they all got to their cranes. I know he got some guys on the radios, but really?
Yeah.
This late at night, they're all right there, right at their cranes?
I know there are a lot of cranes in New York fixing shit, but that's a lot of fucking cranes.
Yeah. All on that road. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, maybe a couple.
Yes.
And that's it. That's pretty much all they do.
Yeah.
It's like, couldn't we have just not had that scene?
Yeah.
It's not quite as bad as the leave Spider-Man alone on the bridge scene where the city of New York starts throwing garbage at Green Goblin. But it's close.
It is. Yeah, it'd be fine if there was a couple and he still used the buildings for...
Yeah, it was just that last little bit of assist that he needed.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's better.
Yes.
But the fact that there were like 12 of them that just like laid out this yellow brick road for him to get to the lizard was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But whatever. The fight was awesome. I liked that Spider-Man didn't have to save Gwen. She just got out.
Yeah.
And Stacy's like, yeah, your boyfriend has a lot of mass. I fucking get it. Get to safety. I'll deal with it. Yeah. But told me. You tried to. Fine. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Let's just go. I love Dennis Leary.
Yeah. This is the last time you'll see me, by the way.
Yeah.
Yikes. It is.
Yeah.
It's the last thing he said to his family.
The fuck out. Which is better than the sappy of like, I love you and remember my face because I love you kind of scene that you would normally get to project the fact that he's about to die.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
It really kind of comes out of nowhere. It does. Unless you know the books where this family just gets decimated by knowing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. They could have thrown a little thing with Gwen saying something like, please be careful, Daniel, because she already mentioned how she worries about him every day.
Yeah.
So that could have been thrown in, but like you said, it doesn't need to be. There's a lot going on already.
Because it does. It telegraphs the fact that something's bad's going to happen.
That's true. Yeah.
Anytime you mention someone's safety before something happens, something bad is going to happen.
Right.
Or it's going to almost happen, but they stop it anyway. So you go, oh my God, it almost happened. Oh good, it didn't happen. Or, oh, it did happen, even though she told him to be safe.
So why don't you listen?
You should have been safer. Don't go up against a dinosaur with a pea shooter. But it's a cool fight.
It was, yeah.
And using the freezing tubes.
Yeah, it worked.
Was cool. And the fact that Spider-Man was kind of incapacitated, so Stacy had to do something.
Yes.
Helped.
Yeah, it being with a shotgun was strange, but...
It's better than a 9.
Yeah, a 9 or even an AR or whatever, anything else. I think the shotgun was probably the best option for doing a larger amount of damage.
Yeah.
It didn't do enough, obviously.
Or any, really, because we saw him get riddled with bullets. That would be my bump against the riddled with SWAT bullets scene.
Yeah.
I'm just like... We already know this isn't going to do shit.
Yeah.
So, which might be the point to fill us with that dread of, like, that's not going to do it.
Right.
But, whatever.
Yeah, I think that and, oh, well, maybe with him freezing, it'll break off or something.
I can break off.
Yeah.
Got your face off? Movie, like in right? Face Off?
That's probably a movie called Break Off.
It has to be. If there's not, there will be. And then Captain Stacy dies in a very brutal way.
Yes.
Claws to the chest is never good.
I doubt he'd be alive as long as he was.
Right.
They went all the way through you, buddy. Yeah,
you're just done.
They were big.
Yeah. And I also like that he was able to, like, get, like, I'm getting stronger, and the nails got even longer.
Yeah.
And got his, that was earlier in the thing. But right. Still, that was so fucking cool.
It was cool, yeah. I was like, oh, jeez.
Blizzard
like,
a lot.
How are you going to survive this?
You're not. Or you're going to reverse his...
It's the only way to stop him
something
is
to rather.
Reverse him.
Mm-hmm. I missed the part where he did that.
What do you mean?
Where he altered his formula or whatever.
I think Gwen did it, and I don't know how she did it.
Science. I mean, aside from smart. That, she's a science, you know, scientist in training.
She's the head intern, you're right.
I think if anyone would know how to do it would be... her or Peter.
Yeah.
But.
Because Peter did tell her, hey, go there, make a anti-venom or whatever.
That's in Venom. This is different.
Sorry. Make an anti-lizard. She's on it. So that's what she'd been working on.
I missed that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was blue instead of green.
That's how you know it worked.
If it was also green, you would get them mixed up.
That's true. Gotta use different colors.
Show me a blue lizard.
There are blue lizards.
No! Dang it!
They're the coolest kind of lizards because blue's a cooler color. But, yeah, it was cool. I mean, you saw him reversing. It's also the footage that they used in No Way Home.
Right, that's right.
Because they couldn't get him because of COVID. But, yeah, it was really cool. And then he gets arrested. And Peter comes home remembering the eggs, finally, even though May should have went, I bought fucking eggs. Yeah. I asked you for this like a fucking week ago. That's I bought the eggs. Stupid dick.
It was strange, though, because he showed up super beat up.
Mm-hmm.
She was worried until he pulled out things. She's like, okay, you can go get your ass kicked all you want. You remember the eggs.
Well, and there's a scene, I didn't write it down, but there's a scene, I don't remember when May is just like, cut the shit. And Sally Field has her awesome Sally Field moment.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I know you're doing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but knock off the shit.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I don't remember when that was.
It was earlier because it was like right after Ben had died.
Yeah.
And she's like, you really think I'm asleep right now?
Yeah.
Like, we just lost your uncle because of you. I'm not going to throw that out there, but it's true.
That is true.
If you just stayed at the fucking house.
Yeah, he would not have been out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, knock off the shit. I love Sally Field on this.
Yeah.
Anyhow. And then it's very quick to the end because Captain Stacy's funeral, Peter's there, and Gwen sees him.
I think. I don't know.
Seems like it, but then she
looks
also
for him.
Comes to the house and says, you weren't there.
So right.
Maybe not. And my wife was like, oh, let me guess, she's going to spend the next movie pissed that he wasn't there and just ditched him because Captain Stacy said, leave Gwen out of it.
Yeah.
We skipped over it, and it is important.
Right.
But
and he said, promise me that, and he never did say, I promise. I noticed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because he immediately, like the Flash says, promises are meant to be broken, and you're going to die.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a very dark ending.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice he says promise me, and he never says anything.
He's just like, I'm not going to break a promise. Yeah. This is so awkward. Your daughter's really pretty. I can't stay away.
She's the only one that talks to me.
Yeah, because I'm super awkward. And I also liked Peter listening to Ben's message. We get a hint of it earlier in the movie after he dies, but I didn't even think that there was more to the message.
Okay.
But there was, and it's kind of having a rehash of the responsibility speech, and like, I know things suck right now, but we'll get through this.
Yeah.
Like, I love this Uncle Ben so much more than the Cliff Roberts Uncle Ben.
Yes.
No offense. May you rest in peace, Mr. Roberts.
Yeah.
But they gave him so much more depth.
They did.
And he was so much more subtle.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, don't be a dick, be responsible. Okay, I died. So do the thing I just said.
Yeah.
It keeps getting reminded of it. Mm-hmm. And it keeps kind of coming up. And Ben is still there. He's just like, I'm trying, but I'm not forcing it. I'm being cool. And you're not appreciating it because you're a teenager. Which is what teenagers do, because they suck.
Yeah.
I was one, I know. I didn't suck this bad, but I suck.
He sucked worse.
Yeah. You were there.
I was. I had a front row seat. He sucked the most.
No, just you. But yeah, my wife was asking if Gwen was going to be pissy at him all of Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen this movie. Like, that sounds like a cliche thing of what they would do.
Yeah.
Which, and it's Sony, so I get why you think that, and I might agree with you, but I'm glad that they didn't do that.
Right.
It was, once she goes to the house, she's smart enough to go, my dad told you not to be around me, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
It makes her not stupid.
Yes.
Which is what they made Kirsten Dunst look like a lot.
They do.
In the trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't put two pieces of a puzzle together. Really?
I know. Sometimes it's like, you graduated?
Yeah.
You are dumb.
Did I graduate yet?
Yeah, no,
not
I agree.
This
though.
Time, stupid Morty.
I really appreciate that they had her figure it out on her own and quick. And is it makes sense? Yeah, your dad would say something.
Yeah, and it
like
wasn't
that.
A lingering thread for the next movie to eventually get resolved right before she then dies.
Right.
It was, I know because I'm not stupid, and I know my dad.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was like, even in the few brief scenes we saw of him. Mm-hmm. You totally see him doing that.
Yes.
And then Flash it on a giant dick, which was nice.
It was.
Thanks. And then they're not going to stay away for long, and Spider-Man swings, and we get the hero shot in a dance. But is it? Because Kurt Connors is in jail. And the mystery man shows up.
Right.
We don't know how or why.
Or who.
Or who. Or how. Or when. Or then.
Yeah, well, we do know the when, actually. That one we do know.
But he asks Connors if he told Peter about his father, suggesting there's more to know.
Right.
What that is, I don't remember. Same. Connor says no, and the guy's like, okay, we'll leave him alone for now. Wink, and then fucks off in the lightning.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the sequel. If it's as good as
you
this.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
I did think that for two whole years.
I did too. Maybe it's better than we remember.
Is it?
No, probably not. But usually we've been on a good job of figuring out how it could have been better. And so I think that will be nice to do. To figure out how they could have fixed that.
Mm-hmm. Doing a better job, I think, is the main thing.
Oh, yeah, that's usually the case.
Less but build up for what you want to do next, Madam Web, and more payoff of what you've built already.
Yes. Yeah. Do not. No. You do not anticipate there will be a number two. And they did hardcore on that one. But, yes, we're done with this one. It was good. I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. This is one where it's like, I could actually watch this again soon and be happy about it.
Yeah. And I don't know why. I think I must have mixed the two together more.
I think my thing was it was just, like, I know what happens next, and I don't like it, So okay. Why keep getting my hopes up for something that's just going to make me sad? It's like when people say, you should watch this show that got canceled. It's like, why? I'm going to fall in love with a show that I know is not going to end, so all the things that I get invested in aren't going to be resolved? No.
Yes, that is one way to look at it.
It is.
Another way is that you get to see what did happen and enjoy that.
Yeah.
And know that this is all, so don't get too invested in the future.
I understand, but that's just Firefly. Like, there's so many things where it's just like, what could have been?
Yes.
All right, some fun facts, some Easter eggs, and then let's get the F out of H.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Me first. During his breaks, Andrew Garfield went around New York playing basketball with kids in his Spider-Man outfit. That would be amazing to see as a kid. Like, I would poop my pants.
Even in 2012, where I was like well into my teens, possibly even I was in my 20s at that point. Yeah. Like, that would be so fucking cool.
It would be cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool now.
In our 50s, yes.
Yes. released during the 50th anniversary of Spider-Man's first appearance in comics and 10 years after the release of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man from 2002.
Those numbers are correct.
Yeah, I know.
Before filming, Reese is what we're going with, right? Mm-hmm. Reese Ifans? Ifans or Ifans?
Sure.
Before filming, Reese Ifans researched his role by playing several real handicapped people.
By meeting. You said playing.
He did both, Justin. Okay.
I mean, eventually, yeah.
he researched his role by meeting several handicapped people who have missing limbs. He also spent 1 month performing his daily activities using only his left hand, including tying a tie. The script had a small snippet written where Connors ties a tie, but it was not filmed as it was too time-consuming. That's fair.
Yeah, and unfortunate for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Look what I learned to do. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Sorry.
Good job, though.
Stood there with his tie going, but I learned.
This does remind me of one thing that I was only slightly annoyed by, is when his new hand is back, he goes to open the door. It's like, you wouldn't. You would automatically, out of years of using your left hand, use your left hand.
Yeah.
Just a small thing.
Sure.
But, yeah.
All right. Some other possible Spider-Mans here.
Mm. That's a big list, jeez.
Yeah, no shit. Taylor Lautner, Josh Hutcherson, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which I think would be cool.
Yeah.
Logan Lerman, Robert Pattinson, he's a better Batman. Jamie Bell, he was better not in anything. Daniel Radcliffe, Michael Ingerano, Michael Cera. Oh, gross. Alden Ehrenreich, Zac Efron, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Xavier Samuel, Jim Sturgis, Drake Bell, Lee Macon, Joe Jonas, and Anton Yelchin were considered to play Spider-Man. Bell ended up voicing Spider-Man in Ultimate Spider-Man in 2012.
Huh. Okay.
I don't like any of these possibilities.
None of them?
I mean, a couple, I guess. Some of them I don't even know who they are.
That's fair.
But a lot of them, I'm just like, I'm glad none of that happened.
Yeah, no, I'd have to agree with you. And a lot of these seem like flavor of the month type of things.
Very much so.
Yeah. Michael Fassbender was originally considered for the role of Dr. Kurt Connors.
I like that. I'm glad that he wasn't.
Yeah.
Given how everything turned out. He's much better Magneto. But
that would have worked, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been very good. Gotta get the next long one. Here's some possible Gwen Stacy's here. Ashley Green, Mia Wasikowska. That's how I'm going to say that, sorry. Okay. Scout Taylor Compton, Teresa Palmer, Amber Heard. Diana Agron, Brooklyn Decker, Imogen Poots, Lindsay Lohan, Skylar Shane, Emma Roberts. I don't know who Melisse is.
Just one word, yeah.
Yeah. Emily Browning, Lily Collins, Nicole Gale, Anderson, Anna Kendrick, Ophelia Lovibond, Natalia Ramos, Sarah Paxton, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Georgina Haig, Hilary Duff, and Dominique McGillicutt. They were all considered for Gwen Stacy. I like what we got.
Yeah.
Though there are some good choices here.
Yes, I agree. There's more good ideas for Gwen Stacy than there were for Peter.
Very much so.
The first live-action Spider-Man motion picture where a main villain ends the movie in prison rather than dead or at large.
I like it.
Yeah. Not the last.
Not the last. The last for a while, but not the last. All right, a couple Easter eggs, and then we're done, I promise. Michael Papajohn, who briefly appears as the driver for Irfan Khan's character during the bridge sequence, is the same actor who played the carjacker who was thought to have killed Uncle Ben in the original Spider-Man from 2002.
Really?
Apparently. Huh. These are all from IMDb. They could all be a load of shit. I don't know. I didn't research it past copying and pasting into my notes. But if that's true, that's really cool.
It is. Part of me wants to go watch just that part.
But you won't.
Exactly. I said part of me. The larger part doesn't
want to. The part where it would actually get done does not.
That's right. The film noticeably borrows a few story elements from the first 7 issues of the Ultimate Spider-Man series. A few examples are that not only was Spider-Man's mutation connected to Oscorp, like in the comics, but also Spider-Man battled the villain in high school after the villain discovered his secret identity. That did happen in this movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And by in high school, it was in the actual school. Like Green Goblin attacks the school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Very cool.
Yes. That's all we got, Justin.
That is all we got, Justin.
Wait, hold on, what? I'm Justin? Okay.
Oh, it's over.
It is. But
I enjoyed
what do we
this
got?
A lot, so I'm glad we did this. I'm glad it turned out better than we feared it might.
Yeah, I think we were concerned last week. And again, that's back to we're thinking of number 2.
That was a big number 2.
It is. We'll get that one overplayed in that episode. Don't you worry, folks.
Next up, whether it's next week or not, I don't know. But next up, we're going to talk about some of the hanging threads that have been left dangling in the MCU. Everything from, you know, Samuel Stearns getting a bulbous head, which we're finally going to get an answer to in Brave New World.
We better.
Or whatever Cap 4 is called now. I think it changed titles.
Did it again?
I think. I don't remember. It's so much stuff.
Okay.
It's lost a whole list of villains that aren't going to be in the movie anymore.
Oh, jeez.
It's a lot of stuff's happening. Anyway, hanging threads of the MCU going all the way back to Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
To modern times.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Some of them, they just isn't time yet that it hasn't been that long ago. And some, like you said, we know we'll be getting resolved, but we're going to get into all of them. That should be fun.
And others that people just forgot about.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a thing. And they went, maybe this. And then they never cared enough to go back and look at it.
Oh, and so much speculation. So tune in for that for sure. But if you want to give us your opinions on those hanging threads, or if you want to tell us about this, the Amazing Spider-Man movie we just reviewed, please reach out. Go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. Find us on social media, wearemarvelpod on everything. Email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. And when you're over at our website, click on the merchandise part and go check out our merchandise page. Mm-hmm. You can pick a logo that you like, whether it's just me, just Justin, the both of us, just our name. Then you can turn it into whatever you want, a shirt, a mug, a sticker, a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they have available.
Yes.
I was going to say whatever your heart desires, but that's not true.
Yeah, I don't think we can build a bear, but it would be awesome if we could.
That would be great. Oh, we'll have to look into that one. That's the same part of me that will go and watch that. Yeah, anyway,
maybe if you guys start buying stuff while looking to build bears.
Yeah, but we do want to say thank you guys for listening. It's fun. We enjoy doing it. We enjoy you guys listening. So keep doing it.
Please.
But until next time, I have been Jeremy.
And I have been Justin.
And we are Marvel.
What?
Bye.
Bye.